Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1690. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs, hey, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. This is going to be a fun one. I am looking forward to this celebration because I am asking you to get involved with us. Today is National Sunglass Day. So now here's a little bit tricky one because I got these reading glasses on. I'm old. But I did bring my sunglasses in. So those of you watching us, Ron Siegel Radio, ronsiegelradio.tv, you got to tell me how bad do I look with my sunglasses on and my reading glasses. So I'm too cheap for prescription sunglasses, and I don't know how they would work because I don't need them for driving or any of those other things, just for reading. So here's the fun of the day. Today is National Sunglass Day. I would like to see if you can send us pictures, ron@ronsiegelradio.com, or you can tweet me @ronsiegel. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. All of the areas, all the normal places where you can share the information to let us know, send us pictures of your celebration today, your celebration of National Sunglass Day. I think I better take these off. Somebody might come into the studio and just think that I have lost all of my marbles instead of just most of the marbles. So I'll take those off and we'll get back to our normally scheduled broadcasting. A lot of volatility today. We're going to chat about the volatility that we're seeing in the markets today. It's going to be very, very interesting for broadcast day, just because we started speaking about this at the end of last Friday, and we had quite a few guests in studio, so I couldn't get into a lot of details just to give you the information that you needed to protect yourself. But here's the issues: that Brexit vote, Great Britain leaving, or the UK leaving the European Union. It's going to be very fascinating to see what all transpires from this. Interest rates are going to continue to drop. Now, right now, I'm going to share with you, and I'll get into this quite a bit later. The rates are dropping. I think they will continue to drop. They're going to go even lower than they are today, and I'll tell you why exactly again later on in the broadcast. But the Dow Jones, as I'm speaking to you, down 245 points. Oil is off $1.30 a barrel. Gold is pretty much flat right now. But here's the biggie. The U.S. 10-year Treasury down almost a quarter of a point, down to 1.46 yield. The German 10-year Bund is negative 0.11. The Japan 10-year is negative 0.20. So with all those things being said, I was having dinner with folks last night, and my opinion, I'm just going to share, I am not a financial advisor, no longer. I used to have those licenses. I give you guidance here, but I do not give the guidance for educational purpose. I'll just tell you what my opinion is. I think that it is a good time to be in cash. Now, if you have already, if you didn't sell, I'm not saying go out and sell everything right now. I'm saying that people need to be looking to hedge their bets. Look for the counterintuitive. That's one of the big issues, the counterintuitive. If you can find those counterintuitives, what I mean by that is you've got certain stocks. Finances are getting hit hard right now. The whole financial industry, financial services sector is getting hit hard right now. I would be saying get a hold of your financial advisor. Again, if you don't have one, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with somebody that does this for a living, that they do this all the time. And I'm going to say you want to find the items that are going to be counter-market. So the items that are not going to be affected by change in Britain, the items that – here, I'll give you a perfect example. Regardless of what happens in the market, we still need the non-sexies. We still Procter & Gamble. People are going to still eat. Babies are going to still need their diapers changed. That's one that's not going to be affected by a big market downturn. Utilities, people still need their utilities on. Those are some of the areas where I think that you're going to see some value in the markets, and you can take advantage and kind of protect yourself areas. Now, as we continue watching this repricing, we are looking at the idea that, you know, something with the 10-year treasury down, the Dow Jones was down, it was like 600 points last week, the end of last week. But remember, that 600 points last week was very, very deceiving, because Friday the market's down like 600 points, but Thursday it was up, I think, somewhere around 200 or 300 points. So when you think about those numbers, what was the net effect? That's where the big issue is. Now, I'm going to continue to share with you. Think about this. Right now, the Dow Jones is down to 17,156. The Friday morning, it was at 8, it opened the day at 18,011. And, you know, these are just some of the numbers you have to really be looking at to understand the volatility there. Why do you think I am such a big proponent of real estate? We didn't see a lot of drop in real estate values over the last couple of days. Get you some quick news, and then we'll get into this a little bit more later in the broadcast. If you are looking for the opportunity to go see Hamilton, if you're going to travel to New York, Hamilton, the original Hamilton, is playing in New York. Think about this one. And Hillary Clinton is going to be there. They're doing a special Hillary promotion for Hamilton. Now, here it is. Obviously, Mrs. Clinton wants us all to believe that she is the individual that is most like you and me. Yeah, she went and walked in the gay pride parade or the LGBT parade in New York. Sound bites or the video shows her walking there. They don't talk about the fact that it was not quite walking the entire parade. She actually just did about four blocks. Oh, man, I wonder if she might be here now. Yeah, that's one of Hillary's prior events. But now if you are in the Hillary Elite Club, July 12th, there is a matinee performance of Hamilton prior to its star moving on. Anywhere from $2,700 a seat to $100,000. You can get in there to visit with the candidate herself, obviously the candidate of the people, because she's with just you and the ordinary folk who spend $100,000 to go to the play. Unreal. But that's Hillary. Oh, well. News from the United States Supreme Court is out as well. The U.S. Supreme Court strikes down the ruling in Texas. Think about this one. This is in Texas. Texas came out with this idea that people would have to, in order for the abortion clinics, they had to use doctors who had medical privileges at a hospital. In case of emergency, the doctor had to be able to take the ladies to get care. Well, the Supreme Court says, no, you don't need to be able to care for people if you're doing abortions in the state of Texas. Or actually, when it's the Supreme Court, that would be the whole country as well. So Texas, well, they're looking out for the ladies. Apparently, the Supreme Court thought otherwise. Simply amazing to me how that could possibly be the case. But that is what happened with the United States Supreme Court. Moving right along, hundreds arrested in a health care fraud case, $900 million worth of health care fraud, not related to any individual party. I'm not saying it was. It's just a good job by our Department of Justice working with law enforcement to see that, you know, that's our money, nearly $1 billion going to this fraud case, and no one's watching over. 301 people charged in a series of medical fraud sting operations, most ever for allegedly running scams that bilked the government out of $900 million. And yes, we did have some of those here in the state of confusion as well. More than 1,200 individuals charged, and it involved $3.4 billion in fraudulent billings, according to the Justice Department, dating back to July of 2010. Fairly amazing stuff. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, I will talk more about that Brexit vote, what it has to do with our mortgage rates. I'm going to talk about three types of credit cards college students need to know about. Private mortgage insurance. Do you need it? And dissect a little bit of a report from CNBC's Larry Kudlow talking about the Brexit. Is it going to be good for growth, good for freedom? That is part of what we will be chatting about today. Again, you can reach me at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Back with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of broadcast, ronsiegel1 on YouTube, ronsiegel1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The word on wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564, ATP. To 79564, and just fill out a little bit of a survey. That's all there is. You'll just give us a idea of who it is you need in your household board of directors. I'm suggesting you're going to need most. I was with some folks the end of last week, and it was amazing because they had a home. Their kids, grandkids, and no trust. And I was just shocked. And I said, whatever you do, get a trust right away. I've come across so many folks who don't have a trust set up. They're like, oh, well, I'll do it later. I'm too young. I don't need to worry about that. There are no appointments for accidents. Think about that. I saw a news story early this morning about a family heading to church over the weekend. There were four kids, mom and dad, and somehow, some way, they end up getting hit by a train. Four out of the five perish. Now, what happens now? They didn't plan on their way to church that something like this was going to happen. If they have no trust, who's going to take care of the remaining child? Court will do that because they've got to figure all these things out. So they become a ward of the court. With a trust, these issues are resolved without dealing with the court. It is a gift, and I'm going to suggest it's a tough one, but it is a gift to those who are the surviving or the survivors in these sort of instances. Maybe it's even, in this case, this family, responsibility of mom and dad to make sure there was a trust around or established so that the surviving child, one out of the whole house of six, survived. Who's going to take care of that child? Again, that's why you need that board of directors. Texting ATP 79564, you'll be able to fill out the survey. It only takes about 2 or 3 minutes. We'll introduce you to people in your neighborhood who are going to help you with the issues of the day. Guidance. Do you have to follow their advice? No. But at least you'll be able to make educated decisions. So Brexit is the word of the day. What is Brexit? What does it mean? Brexit is just a combination of two words, British exit. And now we're starting to see several other terms that end in exit. Somebody mentioned Texas leaving the United States. That's kind of far-fetched, I believe. But there are France have a vote, apparently. Spain is looking at a vote, apparently. A number of other of the European countries looking at exiting the European Union. What does it mean? What does it mean long term? What does it mean short term? So short term, it is going to create some chaos, some confusion. Markets hate confusion. That's why we're seeing the Dow Jones down 240 points right now as I'm speaking to you. That's why the 10-year Treasury. Think about this one. Why is the 10-year Treasury trading so low? Well, it's because there is a lot of demand for the 10-year Treasury. People are buying 10-year treasuries. When there's a lot of demand, the price goes up, and as a mathematic function, the yield goes down. People look at the United States 10-year treasury as a safe place to put money. Now, historically, there has been between a 50 and 100 basis point, that's a half a percent to a full percent spread between the German 10-year and the U.S. 10-year. Right now, it's almost a point and three quarters, 1.57. So think about that. That means one of them has to get more in line. We're also seeing the mortgage-backed securities are not keeping pace. Mortgage-backed securities, that's what dealing with your home loan rates. Those are not keeping pace with the 10-year treasury either on the way down. So the thought there, again, remember, They always are going to end up getting back to parity where they're supposed to be, unless there is something that forces a difference. For instance, government intervention, that's one of the things that forces a difference. Usually, we would be looking at a spread based on the U.S. 10-year Treasury of a 30-year fixed-rate loan at around 2.5% to 2.75%. Why don't we have that? Well, we've got Dodd-Frank, so that's increasing the interest by about a percentage right now is what many institutions look at as their risk factor for compliance, risk factor for government regulation. So we're not going to get down that low. No, we don't have another Dodd-Frank Act coming in place right now, so that's why we're not worried about that, and we're looking and saying, okay, these numbers are going to get back in line. They always do. that either that means the 10-year treasury is going to go up to get it back in line, or the mortgage-backed securities, your mortgage rates are going to come down to get back in line. That's why we're watching these numbers so closely. That's why I tell you about them several times a day. Now, when we talked about this particular report that Mr. Kudlow came out with, he's basically saying this is good for growth, for freedom. Why does that, what does that all mean? Well, you can't continue having a one part of a society, or one, but actually in this case, civilization, being forced to work for the benefit of somebody they have no idea who it is. That's what the European Union is all about lately. Think about this. Greece, Portugal, these countries are spending way more money than what they produce. Population, Spain, I believe it's Spain, where they work 30 weeks a year. Who pays for the other 22? Well, what they keep going and doing is they're going to the European Union, and the European Union continues to bail them out. What does that mean? How does a union bail them out when they don't have any money? Well, very simple. Just like right now, Puerto Rico is coming to the United States. Now, Puerto Rico is not a state. They're a protectorate. But they go and they spend way more money than they produce, way more money than they tax. They've got these debts on the books, and they can't figure out how to pay them. So they're coming to the U.S. for a bailout. That's what Greece did. The people of Germany go to work hard every day so the people of Greece can stay home and do nothing and get subsidies from the government. The government doesn't have the money to give them those subsidies. So now the people of Great Britain have said, you know something? We don't want Brussels to tell us how to live our lives. That's where the European Union head is, like the Washington, D.C. of the European Union. That's Brussels. So we don't want them to tell us how to live our lives. We don't want Brussels to tell us that our tea kettles are not environmentally safe. They don't want Brussels to tell the people of the U.K. that their toasters are not legitimate and they've got to get rid of them. They don't want to be told those things. So they vote to leave. Are you thinking anything about Venezuela? The people of Venezuela now, they're revolting because they don't even have enough food for their kids, yet the leadership keeps on taking more and more of the money that's going in and the subsidies going there. It stops eventually. Now, Kudlow says this is going to be freedom. If Greece doesn't want to have these things, they're going to go the way of Venezuela. The people are going to have to say, you know something? If I want a cell phone, I got to go to work and pay for a cell phone. That's basically what's happening there. And again, the people of Great Britain, in a very civilized manner, have said, you know something? We don't want to keep being told by other people what to do. We help the world. They're a big ally of the U.S., but they don't want to be told by somebody else what they have to do, what they, you know, be dictated to. Yeah, that's kind of like USSR, right? They fell apart when they kept telling others what they had to do, what they were going to do. Just the way that we're looking at, and now we're looking at some of them, here's another big issue. The pollsters, they all got it wrong. I'm going to be doing a report for some lenders. Why is the market down so much from all of these issues? Well, here's the reason that the market is down so far from the British vote. The market doesn't like uncertainty. The world markets don't like uncertainty. What's going to happen in Great Britain? Well, they're going to be fine, but now I see some of Scotland, Wales, talking about voting to get out of the United Kingdom. Well, they don't even have their own banking system. They don't have their own currency. Do you think they're going to be able to come up with all of this overnight? Are they thinking about these different issues? How is that all going to work? That's what the big question marks are. And whenever there's these big question marks, you look at what's going on in the European Union, you look at Great Britain, you look at our own question marks. Clinton versus Trump. I'm not saying which way that's going to go. It's a question mark. Again, the markets don't like uncertainty. When they saw that the odds makers, and in we have polls here in the United States, in the United Kingdom, they're allowed to bet on elections. So they have gambling on elections. They're very, very accurate. Well, when those poll makers, those odds makers were so far off and missed it, that's why we saw the stock market just crumble, in essence, over the last couple of days, because they don't like uncertainty. They like to have a clear, predictable path of the direction they're going. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back with all of this turmoil, should you sell your house or keep it? We'll talk about it. Three types of credit cards college students need to know about. Private mortgage insurance. Do you need it? And how long do you have to keep it? All of that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Can you go to facebook.com/ronsiegelradio? Here at Ron Siegel. And if you want to be part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you and get you the equity position of your home. Those of you watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, yes, I am wearing sunglasses on top of the reading glasses that I have. Yeah, I'm a little old, so you got both of them going. Today is National Sunglass Day. So send those photos in of your sunglasses. It'd be interesting to see. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com will share those. You can put them on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. Just a thought for you there. It is National Sunglasses Day. I'll take them off inside here so that we can continue our broadcast. So with all of the turmoil in the markets, what do you do? Where are you heading? What's the plan for the current environment? Should you sell this summer or should you be sitting pat? That's the question mark, and we will share that information with you right now. I'm going to suggest to you that there's a lot of big questions there. Should you sell this summer? And I will say that a lot of it has to do with non-financial reasons. That's the biggest thing to consider when you're making a decision. Should you sell? Should you not sell? The last numbers I saw, I don't remember the periodical that it came out of, the average home is selling in like 32 days. Just crazy, crazy numbers. So what are some of the reasons that you might want to be looking at about selling this summer? Number one, there is a strong demand. The latest buyer traffic report from the National Association of Realtors shows that buyer demand remains very strong throughout the vast majority of the country. And buyers are ready, willing, and able to purchase and are in the market right now. Big, big issue. Take advantage of the current market activity. There is less competition now. According to NAR, National Association of Realtors, latest existing home sales report, the supply of homes for sale is still under the 6-month supply that's needed for a normal housing market. 4.7 months is where we are right now. This means in most areas there are not enough homes for sale to satisfy the number of buyers in the market. Good news for home prices, however, additional inventory is about to come on the market. This is pent-up desire for many homeowners to move as they were unable to sell over the last few years because of negative equity. Homeowners are now starting to see a return to positive equity as real estate values have increased over the last 2 years. And we're going to talk about that when we get into our mortgage mix, private mortgage insurance. Builders regain confidence in the market. New construction family homes is projected to continue to increase over the next 2 years, reaching historic levels by 2017. The choices buyers have will continue to increase. Don't wait until all this other inventory of homes comes to the market before you sell. The process will be quicker. Fannie Mae just announced that they anticipate an acceleration in home sales that will surpass 2007's pace by late summer. As the market heats up, banks will be inundated with loan inquiries, causing closing timelines to lengthen. Selling now makes the process quicker and simpler. Never be a better time to move up. Think about that concept. If you're moving up to a larger, more expensive home, now might be the right time for you to do that. Prices are projected to appreciate by 5.3% over the next year, according to CoreLogic. If you are moving to a higher-priced home, it will wind up costing you more in raw dollars, both in down payment and mortgage payment, if you wait. You can also lock in your 30-year housing expense with an interest rate below 4% right now. Rates are projected to increase by nearly a full percentage point in the next 12 months. Again, we're going to see what happens with that. A lot of these issues, CoreLogic comes out with these numbers. They don't always, and what they do is they survey Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, National Association of Realtors, and the Mortgage Bankers Association. They survey them, but remember, a lot of those numbers are lagging. Time to move on with your life, and that's where I was getting to before. Look at the reason you decided to sell in the first place. Determine whether it's worth waiting. Is money more important than being with family? Is money more important than your health? Is money more important than having the freedom to go on with your life the way you think you should? Only you know the answers to the questions above. You have the power to take control of the situation. And I suggest, again, if those are some of the items that you've been considering, now might be a great time. Again, uncertainty in the marketplace is generally when you can make the most money. Perhaps the time has come for you and your family to move on and start living the life you desire. That's what's the most important portion of it. Now, one of the things that comes up all the time whenever we start talking about a hot market, when we talk about the idea that there's not a lot of inventory on the market, I hear people start talking about the concept of, should I sell on my own? Should I do this on my own? They also call that for sale by owner. That's an industry term for sale by owner. I'm going to suggest to you that that is something you have to really, really be careful of. You don't want to be trying to do this on your own, not because you can't do it on your own. It's there's several different reasons why. Number one, even the people in the industry don't try and do these things on their own. There's emotional issue. Why does a lawyer not represent themselves? It's because then they start getting into the emotional aspect of when you're trying to sell your property, it's a large transaction. Do you want to get into the emotional side of it? And are you prepared? We started talking about this a little bit on Friday. Do you know how to do all the paperwork? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But when you get into the negotiations of everything, you are emotionally involved. You're not looking through an objective lens when you're contemplating some of these issues. When you get that repair order or the request for repairs, do you even know the form that that would be on? Do you know what that looks like? What if you get multiple bids on your property? Do you know how to counter those properly? A lot of paperwork, and a true real estate professional is an expert in their market and can guide you through the stacks of paperwork and all of the different assessments that are required. So you found your dream house. Now what are you going to do once you've decided? Think about that. There are 230 possible actions you need to take during every successful real estate transaction. Do you know them? How many of them do you know? Now, I'll tell you this. I talk real estate every single day on the radio broadcast. If somebody asked me to go through all 230, it's a – I can tell you the top 10. Call Agent X, and that would be number one, because I'll tell you who the person is in your area to call. And number 2 through 10 would be refer to number 1, call Agent X. That's how you, that's what I do. Are you a good negotiator? Maybe you're a good negotiator, but what about when you're emotionally attached to the transaction? Again, I talked about that a little bit earlier. What is the home you're buying or selling really worth? Almost every consumer that I speak with, almost everyone that I speak with, the property that they're looking at buying is not worth nearly as much as the seller believes it's worth. Isn't that surprising? Doesn't that shock everybody? Competition. If you're looking at selling a home, do you know what the competition is doing? And a note from Dave Ramsey, and his quote from him. When getting help with money, whether it's insurance, real estate, or investments, you should always look for someone with the heart of a teacher, not the heart of a salesman, unquote. Have you heard that one before? Have we talked about that here before? Is that not one of the pillars that we always mandate all the guests that come on our broadcast? Is we want people that are going to be here, they're going to speak to you with the heart of a teacher. They're going to educate you on what you need to be doing, how you need to be handling the transaction so that they can help you out. Just a thought for you. Think about this. You wouldn't replace the engine on your car without a mechanic. Why would you make one of the most important financial decisions of your life without hiring a real estate professional? Again, I'd be more than happy to put you in touch with somebody in your area on this National Sunglass Day. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, three types of credit cards college students need to know about, private mortgage insurance. Do you need it? We'll talk about that as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. The off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What do you do about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Look at the, take a look on their site. It's they've got a very interesting site there. The two buttons on the upper left, so it'd actually be the top left and the center top button, are the two that I suggest most frequently for people. Great information right there as far as number one's an annual program for you to work from. The other one is a monthly program. Don't think get your credit repaired in a month. In some instances, there are some strategies that we can share with you that will help you get credit taken care of in a month. But for the most part, credit does not get repaired in a month. Just a thought there for you to remember. Again, there are options. You have options. Just be careful. So credit cards that you need to understand, three types of credit cards for college students. That's the topic of the Your Credit Matters segment today. So college students that don't have any credit at all, and or it could be almost anybody that has no credit. Again, I chatted last week with a young man looking to buy a home for his family, a long-term renter, been living in the same place for a long time, yet when you look at his credit report, there's nothing there. Not that he has bad credit, he just has nothing there. So sometimes the place to start is with a secured credit card. You need to get a secured credit card from the right place. And what I mean by the right place is not all secured credit cards are created equal. Certain of these secured credit cards don't report to the credit bureaus. So then you're getting a secured credit card and it's worthless. You want to use them that are reporting to the right places, reporting to all three bureaus, Sometimes you're going to be looking at a $300 to $500 balance. Sometimes they even charge you to set up these secure cards. What they do, how the secure card works, is you send in a sum of money, $300, $400, $500. They set your credit limit to whatever that sum of money is you put on deposit. You go out and spend money, send them a payment for on time, and they're going to report on the bureau that you sent the payment on time. They have no risk of loss because they've got your money on file. Very, very simple method of getting set up, again, if you're using the right services. There are student credit cards designed specifically for students in mind. The benefits of a student card can include incentives like financial education and perks for continued on-time payment. Naturally, the credit limits are lower than regular credit cards, but they do assist students with establishment of credit, which could be vital upon graduation as the student seeks employment, major purchases, and their first apartments, cars, or houses. Not a bad option right there. There are also credit cards with a cosigner. This isn't a type of credit per se, but if you have someone older than 21 willing to cosign a credit card application with you, this may be a viable option. If they co-sign with you, they would be on the hook if you can't make your credit payments. Again, there are various different options. Building credit the smart way. I know there are some out there that say that there's no such thing as good credit or having credit. They don't like the idea. There are some of these experts, these gurus, especially some on radio, that really don't want you to have any credit at all. They talk about a debt-free life. And I'm going to suggest to you, I'll be simple to say, it's not a wise plan for people to try and be. You need to use, there is good debt, there is bad debt. Ever read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Well, he talks in the book, Robert Kiyosaki talks in the book about good debt and bad debt. Good debt is debt that brings in more money for you. Bad debt is debt that costs you money, that you're going to be spending more money. That's not the type of debt that I'm talking about here. I'm not looking for you to have debt that's going to cost you more money. You want debt. I'll give you a perfect example. I'm looking at interest rates right now. They're plummeting. If you can go and get a long-term loan at a rate that makes sense to you and convert your long-term, you know, that money and buy something safe, secure. We've talked about these investments before, that they're safe, secure, maybe guaranteed, maybe insured, maybe even liquid. No, I'm not talking about buying a car or a boat. That's not a investment. That's a liability. That's a depreciable item. But there are investments that are long-term, safe, and secure. If you can borrow at 3, 4% right now, and you can get a return of 8, 9, 10, 12%, that's the type of investment we're talking about. Think about that. If you've got a house, and again, some of the folks that talk about these things, they're not in Southern California. They're in other parts of the country. They're looking at housing where a real nice house costs $150,000. That's a starter home here in most parts of California. There are some places where you can get that property. But think about this. When you're chatting about that concept, buying a home in California, and you've saved money, you've got the appreciation. We talked earlier at 5.3% on a $400,000 house. That's $20,000 a year if that happens. Now, you take $20,000 a year, and you can put that into a safe, secure investment that's earning another 7-8%. Looking at $20,000 is $1,600 if you're payment on that is $600. You make $1,000 a year over the next course of your lifetime. You're talking maybe another $40,000, $50,000 toward your retirement. Those are the ideas. Those are good investments. Maybe you can buy an extra house. Maybe you can take some of that money and use it toward an FHA loan or a low down payment loan. You rent your current property, buy a new property, and that helps with your retirement. Those are the issues that we're looking at right there. Just a thought for you. Now, I mentioned the idea of buying a new home, buying that new home with a minimal down payment. In many instances, when you buy a new home with a minimal down payment, you're going to be looking at mortgage insurance, either NIP, which is a mortgage insurance premium that is associated with the FHA loans, or it's going to be PMI, private mortgage insurance, that comes from a private company. There are various ways of dealing with those mortgage products or programs as well. In some instances, what you want to do with those is the idea there is buy the property and get rid of the mortgage insurance as quick as you can. Just had a conversation with somebody over the weekend. He did one of the loans, an energy efficient mortgage, or an energy efficient loan. It's not a mortgage. It was an energy efficient loan. I think it was part of the PACE program. It's going to save him hundreds and hundreds of dollars every single month on his utilities. His expense for what he did, I think he did new windows, new roof, might have done a new air conditioner. I don't know because I don't get into that part of it. I think he's saying that his cost is like $400 a month. And he's expecting it's going to save him a lot on his utilities. But he bought his house with an FHA loan. Well, the idea is to watch. He's paying $250 right now in mortgage insurance. But his home is appreciating significantly. Our conversation centered on the idea that we want to watch that loan, watch the equity in his property, so that he's going to be able to retire that loan. He'll have to restructure, get a new mortgage, because FHA insurance doesn't go away anymore. You know, if you have an older loan, you have to look at the details of it, but current loan, the FHA insurance does not go away until you refinance that loan. So our conversation was he's saving hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month right now. He doesn't have his first payment on those home improvements is going to come out in December of 2017. So over a year from now, again, we're going to have some folks on Friday. We're going to be talking about these programs, but he's saving all this money until then. I suggested, hey, save a little, put a little bit of money aside so when that payment comes due, you don't have payment shock. But the other idea of it, and he and I talked, is maybe a year from now, we look at the value of his property and refinance him into a new loan that does not have the mortgage insurance. So he can save, again, I don't know what the interest rates are going to be a year from now, but if the mortgage insurance goes away, that's $250 a month in savings. And even if his interest rate goes up a little bit, maybe he'll save only $200 of that $250 saving money by understanding, and he's not paying anything for rent. That's the big issue. No rent payment, because that, I understand that some people need it. You're going to have to pay to live somewhere, and certain situations mandate it. But the idea here is own a home, own your home as quickly as possible so you get away from the idea of paying somebody else's mortgage. So you get to start saving that forced savings account that we talked about in the past on Ron's radio that gives you all the different options that are in your best interest. Think about that. That's why we chat about it so frequently. Private mortgage insurance or FHA mortgage insurance. Again, it's the way to get a game, but monitor it as much as possible. You can get rid of it as soon as possible. And there are programs out there for almost everybody that can help you to get rid of that mortgage insurance or to get in the real estate game. Again, as we watch these significant volatility, and I'm going to do a market update. In fact, I think I'm going to record it right after we finish the broadcast. I'll post it on our Facebook page as well, a recording on, you know, a little more specifics on what's happening in the mortgage market. I don't like doing that on the broadcast here, but we'll do that over on that channel. Those folks that want to take a look at what's happening in the mortgage market, I will give you that update in just a few minutes. And be sure to set that first radio button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.